Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
Now, here is a relevant question, I think. Does South Africa right now, right at this very moment, offer better or unique opportunities in the global investment landscape in spite of challenges of a volatile global economy? With emerging markets accounting for around 15% of global equity markets, and South Africa, if I read this correctly, making up around 3.5% of that share, the country obviously remains a niche, but what I'm hearing, it is an attractive option for investors. I can think of no better person to turn to than Peter Armitage, Chief Executive Officer of Anchor Capital, to discuss our investment appeal, global market dynamics, and the outlook for local equities. Peter, very good evening to you. So right now then, our investment landscape, how is it comparing to other emerging markets? Do we get a thumbs up here?
So compared to other emerging markets, I think we're near the top of the pile. And a lot of that is to do with where we've come from. 2024 has been the first year in probably 10 years that we've been a lot more optimistic on South Africa than the rest of the world from an equity market perspective. And parts of that is coming from a very low base. So the American shares are close to 20-year highs from a valuation point of view, and South African shares got down to 10-year lows, and things are turning around. I think the best news that I've seen in the last few days, Mr. Price coming out and saying that their sales in September and October were up 15%. Mm. So we're starting to see some real action eventually coming through.
And Peter, this is also endorsed, I would imagine, by a more positive outlook, such as the one given by S&P.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the tone of South African companies, their outlook statements, we really were in a dire situation if you look back a year ago. Interest rates at 20-year highs, the load shedding, the government in a bit of a mess, and all of those things are getting solved. And quite coincidentally in a way, all moving in the right direction all at the same time.
So, Peter, aside from value for money, are there other key factors then that are making this country a little bit more appealing to global investors? That's part one of the question. But part two, there is still inherent risk attached. So where are the red flags?
Yeah, so I think for foreign investors, it's all about growth. We like to call them growth tourists. As you said, we're a very, very small portion of global markets. We're somewhat of a niche, and they'll visit here when there's growth. And, as I said, you're starting to see some volume numbers coming through. Southern Sun came out with the numbers where the occupancies are 15%. And that feeds in itself. And when you add another 10 or 15% to a company's turnover, you can see the bottom line kick up 30, 40%. So that's the attraction, and you're buying that at pretty reasonable multiples compared to emerging markets and global markets. Then come the risks. You know, the part of the story in the news is the government of national unity, people working in the right direction for a common goal, that can get derailed. You know, the Transnet, Portnet, a lot of the problems, the structural issues, not enough money invested, Eskom's coming right, those have got to continue operating. You know, so the market is starting to give, in fact, it has given South Africa a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. And the government and the authorities have to deliver on that. So the risk is that we're getting too optimistic. But directionally, things look pretty good.
But as far as that risk is concerned, I'm assuming then that investors are now starting to factor that in and just making sure that the improvement is sustainable and incremental, as you're suggesting. And as a result of that, unless something dramatic happens, those inflows will continue to arrive here.
Yeah, so in fact, you've seen big inflows into our bond market. Which is the initial vote of confidence. The actual foreign inflows into the local equity markets have not been enormous, and there is a bit of a wait-and-see approach. But you've had a kick-up. You know, bank shares are 15, 20%. A lot of the retailers are 30%. So there is a bit, now's the time for delivery. You've actually got to see the earnings come through. And it's, as I said, in the last few days, we've had some pretty good news on that front. Where we are, the other thing we obviously haven't talked about is the two-pot retirement system. So there's another 50-odd billion rand flowing into consumers' pockets through their ability to withdraw a little bit of money from their pension funds.
And we should also take some solace, I imagine, from a better macroeconomic environment, certainly a downward trajectory, both as far as interest rates and inflation are concerned.
Yeah, so, I mean, all of these things coming together. So the government of national unity can look like absolute heroes, because at the same time as them coming in, global interest rates peak, our interest rates start coming down. You know, the lights stay on from an Eskom point of view. There's a two-pot retirement system. And, you know, ultimately, if they do a good job, they can take credit for all of this. But that's, you know, that combination of factors could see us go above 2% GDP growth for the first time in, it must be a decade, I would guess.
You write about something called the risk of joyous complacency. And I'm assuming, Peter Armitage, that's got nothing to do with the festive period. what are you cautioning against there?
Well, I think in global markets, you know, you can when everything is going well and you start extrapolating that out and just believing that nothing can derail it and you land up with very high valuation on high earnings numbers and complacency, when the unexpected happens, you know, the price for failure is quite big if you've been overly complacent and paid too much for shares.
So as far as South Africa is concerned, are there sectors or, if you want, companies that are offering compelling value in South Africa? You've mentioned a turnaround as far as the banking sector is concerned. What else, Peter Armitage, is catching your eye?
Yeah, so I think you kind of break the market up into three parts. One is the global shares, the Richemont's, British American Tobacco's. Those have got global factors, nothing to do with South Africa. You then got the mining shares, which are largely driven by China. There's quite a bit of optionality there, but those aren't really part of the story that we're talking about today. Mm. You know, what's left is the SA Inc. shares driven by the SA economy, and that's banks, retailers, likes of a Bidvest. Those are the companies that can benefit from a turnaround in the SA economy, increased GDP growth, increased turnovers flowing through to the bottom line. So I think you want to have some banking exposure. At today's kind of prices, we'd probably marginally favor Nedbank. You want to have some retail exposure. Fashini Group, Truworths looks good, but Fashini Group would probably be a pick right now. Lewis, Southern Sun's looking good on the hotel front. Occupancy's kicking through. Then something like a Bidvest, which is their general economy with benefit across the board. Mm. And then there's a swathe of small cap shares that follow afterwards. You know, once the bigger ones, the more liquid shares that the foreigners would buy have kicked up. You know, there's still a broad selection of less liquid, you know, 5, 6, 7 PE multiple shares, which you want some of. But I think, you know, first and foremost, you want exposure to the big shares because those are the ones that the foreign investors will buy into.
And finally, Peter, many of us around about this time of the year are anticipating a few weeks of, to quote you, joyous complacency. But after that, what strategic advice then for 2025 would you offer local and international investors? Where does their headspace need to be?
Well, I think the world, well, especially America, is in a good place from a growth point of view. You do want some exposure long-term to good American growth companies, but they're pretty expensive. If I had them, I'd keep them. I wouldn't be plugging new money into global markets. Depending on what the SA shares have done, if they've still got more to run or not, you know, when people get excited about companies and shares, they can move pretty quickly. But at the same time, you've still got very high interest rates globally. In South Africa, they're going to keep interest rates at pretty high levels for quite some time. You know, so you can earn 9.5% in interest with inflation sitting at 3. So, you know, you can earn pretty good real returns without taking risk. So I think I'd keep a fair portion of my money just earning really good interest rates and, you know, get into equity markets. SA shares are still offering value. That's our favorite place at the moment. If they've already kicked up a bit, you know, just be patient and you can earn CPR plus 6, as we say in our industry, without taking too much risk.
Always good advice and good talking to you again. Peter Armitage, Chief Executive Officer of Anchor Capital. Appreciate your time tonight.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.